Continuing discussion of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's Prakriti Rasa Shatadushani, 100 Refutations of Mundane Mellows. The verse I was commenting on in the last session, Jara Rosh Gane Kobu Shreya Keho Lobhina, Krishna Ke Prakriti Bali Bhakta Kobu Gaina. No one has ever attained the ultimate benefit by glorifying mundane mellows. A genuine devotee never proclaims that Krishna is mundane. The thread running throughout the whole of this poem of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's is the need to distinguish between that which is spiritual and that which is material as an essential preliminary to making any real spiritual progress or even being situated in real spiritual life. In the last session, I was discussing from Jagadananda Pandit's Prema Vivarta, in the discussion or the instructions given to Swarup Damodar Goswami, to Raghunath Das Goswami, in this regard, in understanding Krishna's pastimes to be fully spiritual and what that means to distinguish them from the material. So I'll continue that discussion. Swarup Damodar Goswami says, Swarup Damodar Goswami says, pointing out the great fortune, oh, how fortunate is Lila Shuk, Bilva Mangal Thakur. Krishna appeared before him in person. Krishna came before him in person and elevated Bilva Mangal to the platform of relishing loving exchanges with him in the transcendental mood of Vrindavan Dham. Lila Shuk previously had been a great sense enjoyer, but going to Vrindavan, taking shelter of Krishna, he became detached from this urge for physical pleasure and developed aversion for all kinds of mundane sentiments. That's what we're talking about when we're talking about prakriti rasa, mundane sentiment. So in this way, Lila Shuk pleased Krishna very much. Then Swarup Damodar cites the case of Vidyapati and Chandidas, which is what Raghunath Das was asking about. How can we understand their seemingly mundane love poems to be spiritual? Swarup Damodar explains, Vidyapati and Chandidas developed distaste for those spurious mellows not approved in Shastra, which they had previously accepted as devotional, genuinely devotional sentiments. They, Vidyapati and Chandidas, had imposed mundane concepts on the spiritual exchanges between Krishna and his beloved devotees. This is quite a statement, quite a commentary on the poems of Vidyapati and Chandidas. By the Lord's mercy, they, Vidyapati and Chandidas, became purified to understand the transcendental mellows. They rejected their immature sentiments and emotions and surrendered themselves to Krishna, always engaging in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Swarup Damodar continues, one who is too engrossed in fleshy pleasure, corporal pleasure, the delights of the flesh, can never taste transcendental loving exchanges with Krishna. It might just seem obvious that if we're engaged in corporeal pleasures, then there's no question of being on the transcendental platform. But this misconception has been there since the beginning of the Gaudiya Sampradaya, and it was rife at the time of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And don't think it's died or that it won't enter the Western world. We're already seeing that in a subtle way, that the transcendental, but not in such a gross way as taking sex to be physical sex in this world, to be on the same level or an entrance to Krishna's loving pastimes, but taking mundane musical pleasure, or let's put it another way, music, taking kirtan as a musical performance. Kirtan, young men, strong, big muscles, being very manly as they play the instruments, especially in mridanga. Young girls dancing in a very spiritual manner, but with sexual overtones. So it's verging on that. Be careful. Sarup Damodar continues, even the beautiful form of the beautiful young boy, Krishna, playing his flute, cannot evoke in the materialist or the materialist playing at being a spiritualist or the spiritualist who is waylaid by mundane attraction. So even seeing the form of Krishna playing his flute, we have so many deities all over the world, so many pictures of Krishna playing his flute, it won't evoke in such a person ecstatic emotions or genuinely spiritual sentiments. Someone who identifies with the body is very unfortunate. That means everyone in the material world, and particularly those who are very much attached to the body. Divoshe sharira shaje. They spend their daytime decorating the body, or among men, this is quite prominent in the Western culture. The men, they're trying to show how they're very manly. They're in constant competition with other men on a subtle platform, especially when there are women around. But such people, when death, boom, strikes them like a thunderbolt, he doesn't know what his next body is going to be. Maybe an insect, or worse. However, if one can subdue the urge for material desires or overcome the urge for material desires and develop genuine, real taste for pure devotional service to the lotus feet of Krishna in Vrindavan, the son of Nanda Maharaj, then it's not just a matter of looking at a picture, but we'll see Krishna's face directly. This is real entrance into transcendental mellows. Such a person quickly goes back to home, back to Godhead, to the eternal land of Golok Vrindavan, to sport in the forests there, in his spiritual body. Spiritual body means there's nothing mundane about it. There's no material desire there. This body is a product of desire, material desire. We get bodies because we want to enjoy them. But someone who goes back to Godhead means he's completely disassociated himself from his previous identity and material association. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in humility, taking the position of a materialist who doesn't have love for Krishna, he shows the mood of someone who's genuinely aspiring for love of Krishna, or someone who's genuinely attained love of Krishna. He doesn't advertise that I'm on the platform of love of Krishna. Rather, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, we'll find this in Chaitanya Charitamrita, na prema gandhosti darapi me harau krandami sobhagya bharang prakashitum vangshi vilasyanana lokanang vina bibharmi yat prana patanga khan vrita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, actually, I don't have even a slight tinge of love of Krishna within my heart. Yes, you see me crying, as if in separation, but I'm just showing off my imagined good fortune. I don't see Krishna playing on his flute, yet I continue to live my life just like a little insect, useless, meaningless life. What is the meaning to my life? It's just like a moth entering the fire. So this is the feeling of an actual devotee. It's not a matter of show, but he really feels so strongly for Krishna that my life is useless without Krishna. Yugayatam nimeshena chakshusha pravrishayatam shunyayatam jagat sarvam govinda virahename. We recite regularly that Govinda, feeling your separation, I'm feeling a moment to be like 12 years or more. Tears are flowing from my eyes in torrents, and I'm feeling all the world vacant in your separation. To actually feel like that, well, that's the training we're undergoing. Sri Damodar continues. Love, love, love. Everyone's talking about love. Well, at least in Bengal, even the Sahajiyas, they're talking about love. It's actually a good start. But who really understands what love is? Swarup Damodar is posing the question. Prem, 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 prem. One can become a gopi experiencing gopi bhav in the groves of Vrindavan. Who can actually realize what is the spiritual nature of those loving exchanges? Piriti is another word in Bengali. Priti, piriti in three syllables. For love means one of the words for love. But whoever actually has that love is totally obsessed by it. And it's not just a matter of some short loving feeling for a few days or a few weeks, but just completely takes over his life. And the example of that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is Sri Radha. The real love that we're talking about, that one becomes just oblivious to this world. Whatever others think, he doesn't care. It's just on a different platform. So all this is being pointed out, Swarup Damodar is pointing this out, just to give some idea how high is that love. And it is actually shameful to pretend to have it when one doesn't. As one through Dhammada continues. As one uncovers that loving feeling within the heart that the gopis have, some very, very rare fortunate soul can go on this path. Then he begins to recollect his original identity in the spiritual world and just cuts and leaves behind all material attachments. There are many statements by the Vaishnava Acharyas who describe this in their personal experience. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Braja Gopi Bhav, Hoibe Shobhav, Ono Bhav, Narahibe, speaking as he develops the situation of being a gopi in Vrindavan, and yes, his whole being, his whole personality becomes that of a Raja Gopi. And all the others, all the other mundane designations, they just don't remain. In that condition, Sri Dhammadas says, Krishna becomes the object of love. Only Krishna, not home, wife, children, animals, friends, country of birth, only Krishna. And the devotee becomes the, Krishna is the Vishai, and the devotee becomes the Ashray, the receptacle of that love. The devotee approaches Krishna through a guide in the spiritual world also. It's not that we go directly to Krishna, we are a guide who constantly reminds the devotee of his beloved Krishna. And in this way, one can enter into the mood of the gopis. So these are the words of Sri Dhammada Goswami. The mood of the gopis, the parakya bhav, the feeling that we are having a socially illicit relationship. This is only in Vrindavan. It's not in Vaikuntha. Anywhere else except Vrindavan, even in Vaikuntha, this is just unimaginable, unacceptable, immoral. Now, we're discussing all these things to again underline the point that the Prakrita Sahajiyas, they equate sentimental, mundane love with the real thing. The love or the lust of a man for a woman, or a woman for a man, is embraced, yes, embraced by the Prakrita Sahajiyas as this is it. This is the real thing. This is spiritual love. But they don't get love of Krishna by cultivating mundane lust. One goes to hell. And if one cultivates mundane lust and calls that Krishna bhakti, or equates one's own mundane bestial feelings with those of Krishna and the gopis, then he not only goes to hell for the sinfulness of indulging in mundane lust, but he is more sinful still by making the offense against Krishna and his devotees. They're artificially attempting to explain or consider their mundane feelings as being transcendental. However, somehow or other they're thinking of Krishna. And if such people can be guided to the proper path and become disgusted with all this nonsense, bodily lust, and the indulgence in material sensual pleasure, if they can associate with a pure devotee, then only they can begin to aspire for the nectarian transcendental mellows of actual devotional service. Now, among the Prakriti Sahajiyas, there is a specific sampradaya in Bengal calling themselves Sahajiyas, but the term is often used as in a broader way to accommodate all various types of deviant Vaishnava groups. There are some who, although in male bodies, they're born as biological males, identify themselves as women in an attempt to bring about in their consciousness the feeling of being a gopi. So either you're trying to the Prakriti Sahajiyas, either they're trying to enjoy, they're a man trying to enjoy the body of a woman, or the woman trying to enjoy the body of a man in the name of bhakti. Why? If you want to do bhakti, do bhakti. If you want to enjoy sex, do sex. But why mix this same thing? Why the pleasures of the flesh, which are transient and despicable, they can never take us to the transcendental world? And then there are others who dress like gopis and what they think gopis might dress like. But one has to act following in the footsteps of the gopis of Vrindavan. Start to act on the transcendental platform. By imitating on the mundane platform, one cannot come to the transcendental platform. One who lives in this world, but internally cultivates the mood of the gopis of Vrindavan. And this is not generally something that's done right at the beginning of one's devotional service. One has to learn the ropes, first of all. But if one is actually living in that mood, then he's never going to be attracted to the mundane exchanges between mundane men and mundane women. Sarup Damodar continues. Remember, Sarup Damodar and Raghunath Das, they're renunciants. But Sarup Damodar, of course, is very close to Ramananda Rai, who's a householder. They don't differentiate because one is a renunciant, the other is a grihastha, but they're both on the platform of transcendence. So Sarup Damodar says that one can live in this world in a respectable way, following the codes of dharma, social behavior, following the scriptural rules, but internally, intensely cultivating the mood of the gopis of Vrindavan. Internally, his whole heart is for Krishna. Such a person is eligible for love of Krishna. Now, mundane songs, right? That's the topic of the verse from Prakriti Rasa Shatadushani that we are discussing. We shouldn't listen to mundane songs. Now, very interestingly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself used to sing at Rath Yatra before Jagannath a song which no one could understand. Sarup Damodar understood. No one else could understand. And when Rupa Goswami came, he could also understand. But it just sounds like a mundane love poem. Yah kaumara harasa eva hiva ras ta eva chaitra kshapas te chon milita maliti surabhavya prodha kadamba nilaha sa chaivasmi tatapi tatra surata vyapara lila vidho reva rodasi vedasi tarutale cheta samut kantate. Srila Prabhupada's translation. That very personality who stole away my heart during my youth is now again my master. These are the same moonlit nights of the month of Chaitra, the same fragrance of malati flowers is there, and the same sweet breezes are blowing from the Kadamba forest. In our intimate relationship, I am also the same lover, yet still my mind is not happy here. I am eager to go back to that place on the bank of the Reva under the Vetasi tree. That is my desire. Rupa Goswami unpacked this in another verse which he composed. What are the feelings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he is chanting this? He's in the mood of Radha, wanting to bring Krishna to Vrindavan. Rupa Goswami's verse. Priyaso yang Krishna sahachari. Priyo so yang Krishna sahachari Kurukshetra militas tataham saradha tadidam ubhayo sangamasukham tatapyanta kelan madhura marali tatapyanta kelan madhura murali panchama jushe manome kalindi pulina vipinaya sprihayati. My dear friend, now I have met by my very old and dear friend Krishna on this field of Kurukshetra. Tataham sa Radha. I am the same Radharani. And now we are meeting together. It is very pleasant, but I would still like to go to the bank of the Yamuna beneath the trees of the forest there. I wish to hear the vibration of his sweet flute playing the fifth note within that forest of Vrindavan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sings a mundane love song. We shouldn't do so. But we can see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No one at the time knew what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's inner feeling is. It was up to Rupa Goswami to broadcast that. Therefore we say, Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadama Hyang Dadati Swapadantikam. We're praying to attain to the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami, who revealed to the world the inner heart's feelings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So what is the message here? Don't imitate Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We can, according to our level of eligibility, worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and as he desires, try to appreciate his loving feelings, the loving feelings of the gopis of Vrindavan, but don't become a sahajya, mixing up in one's mind mundane sentiments for spiritual sentiments. Sarup Damodar. What I'm saying, it's all from Sarup Damodar's instruction to Raghunath Das, paraphrasing it and weaving into it some extra commentary. So Sarup Damodar says that the sahajiyas, they have this idea that, so you have some artificial idea that you can bring the spiritual nature and somehow project it onto the material nature. And then ordinary men, so many ideas they get mixed up. Then they take an ordinary man as Krishna, and then you can attain the highest perfection. Everything is wrong. Everything is wrong. This is completely unacceptable according to the real teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And such perverse intelligence simply leads to hell. So Sarup Damodar warns, always avoid the association. Sarup Damodar warns, always avoid the association of anyone who consider that the material body can artificially be spiritualized. That's, you can just use the material body in the transcendental platform of loving Krishna, dress as a woman and kiss Krishna, and so many strange ideas. It's very, very difficult to bring such a person to real Krishna consciousness, because they think they're already there, but although they're not really anywhere near there at all. It's a sham. Then people may say, well, you're the Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, you're there and you have a few followers, but there are so many people like this in Bengal. How is that? Are they all wrong? And of course, Srup Damodar is speaking long before Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, but Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati is composing this Prakrita Rasa Shata Dusharni. And I'm quoting from Prema Vivarta in an extended commentary on that. So in Prema Vivarta, Srup Damodar is quoted as saying that the idea that we can bring spiritual rasa down to the mundane level, or equate mundane rasa with spiritual rasa, why do so many people think like that? It's just the influence of Kali Yuga, the evil influence of Kali Yuga. And definitely that will, Srup Damodar was saying. And now, from a different vantage point in time, we can say that it has degraded the pure precepts of Vaishnav Dharma, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give. Someone who's actually sober, deeply thoughtful, deeply submissive to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has mature faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his teachings, will understand the analogy of, or how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was seeing in the mundane love poem Krishna, Radha and Krishna. And in Chandidas Vidyapati, this is what Srup Damodar is saying. It's like a mirror. We're in the material world, there's a mirror by which we can see Rupanoga Bhajan Darpan, this Bhaktivinoda Thakur also made, the mirror to reflect the path of following, worshipping in the line of Rupa Goswami. So mundane love poems are there. Don't take them literally. Someone who's very advanced can see behind it the original. Someone who's actually very advanced worships Krishna, knowing him to be fully spiritual. Srup Damodar says that great spiritual personalities like Chandidas and Vidyapati are perfect examples of liberated souls who discarded their previous misconceptions and cultivated the pure devotional process. Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patita anam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha dante nitaya chunakang padayone patya kritva chaka kushatam etadaham bravimi hey sadhava sakala eva vihaya durad Guranga Chandra Charane Kuru Dhana Raga Parivadatu Jano Yata Tata Va Nanu Mukarona Vayang Vicharayama Hari Rasa Madira Madati Mata Bhuvi Vilutama Nartama Nirvishama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama.